Alright, hello, welcome back to Paul's Pod. This is a kind of a episode 1.5 of sorts. I just watched WandaVision, the finale, and I just wanted to, you know, record my immediate thoughts, the rest of my review or whatever, or thoughts about it, when they've had time to settle, will be in Monday's episode, episode 2. But for now, I'm just gonna say exactly what I thought as fast as I can. So, to start off, we finally got Scarlet Witch in her outfit, and oh boy, is it good, you know. Bae, wifey, finally got the fit, and, you know, it looks good, I must say that. In other news, that was the main thing I focused on, because it was the only thing that brought me happiness in terms of the episode as a whole. Vision. We saw what happened with White Vision, which was he fought Vision in a big CGI battle for, like, a couple minutes and then dipped. He got Gamora'd, I will say, which, if you don't know what Gamora-ing is, because I made up the term by myself, it's basically when Thanos kills a character and they still want to bring the character back, like Kevin Feige does. So they're like, all right, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to resurrect a different version of you that has none of the character development. And then I'm going to send you off because I don't know what to do with you yet. It happened with Gamora. It happened with Vision this episode. And it will probably happen in some sort of fashion. Didn't mean around there with Black Widow in the Black Widow movie, I would assume. Because death is never forever. So that pissed me off quite a lot. I don't know what the point of, like, just have him survive. Now you just have White Vision just roaming around, and we will definitely see him again, which I'm fine with because I like Vision, but you didn't need to do it that way. It's just kind of annoying whenever you just so clearly show that you have no direction for the character, or at least you don't know exactly what you want to do, so you just cast them off. In terms of characters with no direction now, Agatha Harkness did the same thing. They just had her suck all the powers, be like, I'm evil, I'm mean. And then Wanda just, like, put spells in the sky, and then it just made her not have power anymore, which, don't know how that works, but it did. And then she just, like, sat down, and then she was like, oh, I'm gonna get you back. And then Wanda was like, nope, you're gonna be a nosy neighbor now, because that was your role, that was what your role was at SDCC a couple years back. So we're just going to do that and tie it all back in, which, for example, shows you how done, at least how long at least the scripts have been done, which is a while. It was really rubbed me the wrong way, if you know what I mean. Monica, we got her, what did she do this episode? She came in, she took bullets for the kids just so we could set up more of a power base. Then she said, I'm sorry, Wanda. And then Wanda was like, all right. And then Wanda was like, I'm sorry too. And then Monica was like, all right. And then a Skrull came in and was like, yo, in a movie theater, which, if you couldn't be more subtle with the fact that she's going into the movies, wow. They were just like, yo, Nick Fury wants you upstairs, or Carol Danvers, but I'm pretty sure it's Nick Fury, I don't know. And I was like, oh, cool, you pointed up to something, and we just didn't see it, so I would assume it's space. It's the sword thing that we saw in, like, the end of Far From Home. But who can really tell? Darcy, she had no appearance last episode, obviously. The episode before that, she walked around as a circus person, and, that was about it. This episode, she drove a truck into Hayward, spoke one line, and then was gone for the entirety of the show. I'm not kidding. I don't know why you would be watching this if you didn't see it, but, I mean, if you didn't, I'm not joking. That's literally what happened. She spoke one line, which is, I think was, I hope you like jail or something. Oh, that was another thing. The writing in this episode was a little bit, you know, my favorite part was Vision and Vision talking about Theseus' ship, but other than that, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to put reactions out. I filmed them again, but I was like writing the lines in the show as I was speaking. That's how predictable everything was. This whole... Yeah, how dare they do Darcy like that, bro? Baby girl just got sidelined because she had one or two episodes of plot relevancy, and then they just shipped her off to go into Thor the Dark World land, where she just does nothing for like 10 more years, and maybe she'll show up again. Honestly, I mean, she said she did, so she will show up again, is what she said. The actress, I don't know how that's going to work, but they said so, so... And we all know Marvel can't lie. Wink, wink. This whole episode just reeked of the Marvel third act problem, which, if you don't know, is basically just every predictable thing and every CGI big fight that they can fit into the third act of a movie, or in this case a show, is what they do to just basically have a lackluster finish to usually a great product beforehand. And I think this one stuck out to me particularly because it is a show, so it's segmented into parts, so I felt the lackluster of it, like, more. Obviously, in stuff like Black Panther or something, the rest of the movie is really good, but I also have been watching the same movie continuously, so I don't feel the effects of the somewhat badness that movie has in the end. This, I felt it. Fool. I felt all of it. And it kind of weighed down my experience with the show as a whole. If you don't know, I mentioned it last episode, Wanda is like maybe my number one, if not number two, character in the MCU. You all somehow gave me a whole show with her and made me like dislike her more, which is, I don't know how you did that, but all right. And then they left Wanda off just being like, hey, all the people that I enslaved for months, I'm just going to put a hood on, walk out, say sorry to somebody that was in it for like 2 days instead of the other multiple people that I trapped in there for months. I'm not going to say sorry to any of them. Then I'm just going to fly away and going to inhabit in Sweden or whatever. So I can read the Darkhold with my twin/manifestation self, which I think was supposed to be the thing from Doctor Strange, where they pop out or whatever. That was kind of annoying, but I got to see her in the suit again, which made everything all right. I let it go for that. Which, that was the post-credit scene, because this episode had two credit scenes. The first one was the setting up Monica, and the second one was setting up Wanda for Doctor Strange, which I have some feelings about that I need to talk about in the Monday episode, because this is not supposed to be this long, or I don't know, 10 minutes is fine enough if it goes that long. Another thing, alright, I will have a bigger rant later on, but just need to mention Pietro, Ralph Boner, Evan Peters, whatever you want to call him, my hatred for that stupid... I'm gonna say some cuss words in the next 45 seconds. If you don't want to hear them, just skip ahead. My hatred for this stupid fucking thing. It was awful. They fucking toy with me. Bring this man in. Say he's Pietro. They rip my heart out. Alright? By saying he's not Pietro and that he was Fietro, which made me want to shoot every person that's ever wrote that show. Then I was like, all right, he showed up again, so he's not completely fake, and he still has super speed, which means maybe it is Pietro. And they had the gall to make him Ralph. The Ralph that they had been mentioning for the entire series, that we all had expectations, and I know expectations are a thing, but when you build it up that much, to have his name, like to have him be riding off the precipice of the Marvel Multiverse, just to write it out, and that's what the Ralph buildup was for. And then not only to do that, but to spit in my face by making his name a dick joke. I mean, you wanted me to be angry, I feel like. Is that what you wanted? And then, and this is outside of the show, so I understand, the aerospace engineer or whatever, what was that? They set it up And everybody was, like, freaking out, which I guess that's not the show's fault. But you don't mention a line like that and then just do nothing with it, right? So then they had, like, Goodner or whatever show up, and I was like, all right, this is nobody we know. I'm kind of angry, but I'm just going to hope and believe that this is not the actual aerospace engineer. There's another one or something. And then the producers came out and said, it's going to be kind of disappointing. And I was like, oh, mother, you better not. And then we saw this episode. It was Nameless Skrull, maybe Talos' wife. I don't really remember. Ooh, boy, oh boy. They were, ooh, I wanted to rip their face. And then Paul Bettany, you share my name, but you will never share my respect. You heartless bastard saying, oh, I got to work with a brilliant performer that I've been wanting to work with for years. He is fantastic, and our chemistry was great. And then for you to reveal that it was yourself, and not reveal that it was yourself after the interview or something, to reveal that it was yourself, like, I think yesterday he said it, and I only learned about it now because I checked Instagram, like, right after I saw the episode, and I saw that, and I was like, this man? What? You can't say things like that. You cannot say things like that, and you should, after how many years is it that he's been in the MCU? 13 years of being in the MCU. You need to learn that you can't say shit like that. You've been here longer than RDJ, bro. You need to learn. You cannot speak these words and not expect me to have my heart stomped on. But I guess that's all I have to say for now. I'm very kind of disappointed with the whole thing, but I'll get over it, I guess. You know, things happen. No, I have more to say. Hold on. The whole setting up of Doctor Strange was nothing. It was like one line about the Sorcerer Supreme, and then the Darkhold showed up, which I was like, cool for the Darkhold, because I like that. But you didn't really do a lot of it with it. And also, does that mean Wanda is a villain? Because it seems like she's a hero, especially since she got the Scarlet Witch thing. But they also set up that she's supposed to destroy the world, which I don't know what that means. And also, you killed the kids! Why'd you kill the kids? They were cool, and you messed with my heart again, because I wanted them to be Speed and Wiccan from the comics, and I do know that they fade, that they're not real in the comics. I'm aware of that, but there is another one where they are real, and I thought you were doing that. And if you're not doing that, then when are we going to see that? Are we ever going to see that? Is this setting up of the Young Avengers not true? I know it can't be not true, because we have Kate Bishop showing up in Hawkeye, and we have an Ironheart show coming out, and a lot of other things. So what's going on there? By the way, Marvel, if I were you, I would make the Young Avengers a Disney Plus show instead of a movie, not only to show that you really care about the Disney Plus stuff and make even more people want to go over there for seeing the next Avengers movie, but also gives us more time to set up characters that we didn't care about before. Anyways, yeah, they killed off the kids, and it's just, I get it, but it made me angry. And Vision and Wanda's goodbye scene, it was not nearly as well written or just good as the, like, even just the last episode stuff was. And they were like, we'll see each other again. And I'm like, of course you will. Nobody ever dies. Which I was happy about, but I don't want you to kill him. This is the, what? 1, 2, 3. It's either the third or fourth time that Vision / Paul Bettany's character has died in the MCU. He died as Jarvis, kind of, or he got retired or whatever. Then, and this is completely, this could be not real. I don't remember. I think he might have gotten fake killed or whatever in Age of Ultron, but disregard that for now. Then he got killed in Infinity War. Then Thanos rewound time, killed him again. Then he got killed in this show. That's four times that he's died. And it's not like Jarvis and Vision aren't the same person. He literally said, I've been a voice without a body, which I assume he's talking about Jarvis there. If not, then I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. But, so he's died in this universe four times, and he's still not dead. I mean, I get that. I'm happy that you keep bringing him back because I like him. But also, you can't do that over and over again. You can't. If there was a storytelling rule book, that's got to be one of the rules in there. I can't imagine that it's not. But it's all right. I'm not trying to get too much into this. I guess that's all I have to say for now. Overall, I give this episode like a 5.3 out of 10, I guess. I don't know. I was let down, but it's also a 10 out of 10 because you showed me Scarlet Witch, called her Scarlet Witch, and that outfit was fire. Holla at me, wifey, if you wanna. Never mind. Please share this. Tune in Monday for the full thing plus some other news. And I hope you have a nice day. I love you. Bye.